The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 2 million people a year are sickened in the United States by bacteria or fungi resistance to major antibiotics, and that 23,000 die from them. It's probably a vast underestimate, says Karen Hoffman, who heads the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology. We don't have a good reporting system for multi-resistant organisms, so we don't really know. Studies suggest the cost to the U.S. healthcare system of treating patients with these hardy bugs tops $3 billion a year. This grim trend is expected to accelerate. The World Health Organization predicts that worldwide death rates from drug-resistant microbes will climb from the current 700,000 per year to 10 million by 2050. At that point, they will have surpassed cancer, heart disease, and diabetes to become the main cause of death in the human race. Before antibiotics, a small cut, tooth decay, or routine surgery could lead to a life-threatening bacterial infection. Penicillin, the miracle drug, and other antibiotics changed all that, saving countless lives over the years. But the age of the miracle drug seems to be ending. Doctors are learning how to identify and isolate the bugs that are already resistant in the hopes of avoiding large outbreaks. They're scrambling to tighten up on the use of antibiotics in an effort to slow the development of resistant strains. It's too little too late. The strategy will only buy us some time. At the moment, the oldest and weakest patients in hospitals are most affected. But the risks are spreading. We're seeing healthy young people with urinary tract and skin infections that we don't have a pill for, says Helen Bocher, an infectious disease specialist at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. And we may not be able to perform organ transplants and even routine surgeries like joint replacements. We should all be scared.